This is Neil Whiteside. Cambridge 105
Radio. As I say, it's great to welcome into the studio from Cambridge 105 Radio's Charity of the Month for January 2020, which is Wood Green, the Animals Charity. It's Cheyenne Smith. Cheyenne, good afternoon.
Afternoon.
Nice to see you again.
Yeah, lovely to see you too.
Yeah, you brought the weather with you as well all the way from God Manchester.
Always. Yeah. Always bring the sunshine.
Lovely, lovely. So let me just ask you first of all, busy Christmas at Wood Green, what you expected or how did things go?
It feels like it's been busier than usual, actually, this year. We don't normally expect a lot of new intake over the Christmas period. It's usually quite quiet for that sort of thing. People are at home with their families. Just after Christmas is a great time for rehoming pets, for cats and things, because people are off work. But this year, actually, we did have a couple of quite sad cases. So we've had a litter of puppies who were abandoned at a vet's who came in to us. They all went out on foster sort of around the 23rd of December, so they were all at home for Christmas.
It's a sad story in one way, but, you know, at the end of the day,
it's a sad story. They always are, you know, when we find pets are abandoned or neglected, that's always heartbreaking for our teams. But knowing that we're there to make a difference is really, really valuable. So, you know, even on Christmas Day, our teams are going into work. They work so hard over the whole period, New Year's Day. There's no days off.
Hang on a minute. I'm not taking it like that. Because someone said to me once, if you get to do something you love for a job, you actually never work a day in your life. And I'm sitting here looking at this video for Step Up for Pets on your website. And there is the most gorgeous retriever on
Beautiful
there. And you're telling me, you know that dog. And it's like, oh, come on. How can you not have a... That's not going to work. That's lovely.
Yeah, making that video was great fun for everybody involved, actually. Yeah, we got to walk some ferrets. We got to have a lovely run with Tallulah, who is just the most photogenic dog ever.
This is Tallulah, is it?
Yeah, the retriever.
She is gorgeous.
She's stunning. I have to admit, most of us absolutely love our jobs. We have a lot of fun. So you know.
Do work hard and you are working all the hours. But hey, you know, if you don't love animals, I mean, if you do love animals, that's the best place to work, isn't
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. Oh, it's great.
And
absolutely.
It's interesting because you were just telling me before we came on air, you had another sad story.
Yeah. So we had a lurcher called Harry who was brought into us as a stray who came in a really, really bad condition. So he had a fracture or break in his front leg, which was pre-existing. We don't know how long he'd had it, but unfortunately in that case our vets didn't feel they could save the leg, so he's had to have his leg amputated. But I saw him on Tuesday and he was sort of hopping.
Bless you.
Excuse me. Sorry. He was hopping.
You're fine with pets, but you're allergic to humans.
Right. Yeah, that's it. You know, I want to be back with the dogs. No, he's been hopping around the site. He's looking good, but he has got quite severe mange as well. So we're doing a lot to look after his skin so that he's more comfortable, get his fur growing back, and then he's going to be a really handsome dog.
But you're saying that, you know, that's a bit of a project for you. But at the end of the day, as you said, he'll be okay. Well, he'll be fine.
He'll be amazing.
And for somebody, that's just the dog they're waiting for, isn't it?
Exactly.
Somebody who's had a bit of bad luck and maybe they have in their lives too, and these, you know, their new owner and pet will make the rest of their lives together.
Absolutely. I mean, if you watched the doghouse earlier.
Oh, don't Christmas, get me started.
Oh, I know. Every week I'm crying. Every week I was like, oh no. But you see in that exactly how people are matched to the best pet for them and the best relationship for them. And often it is kind of kindred spirits between human and animal, which is really lovely to see. Mm. And that's definitely a highlight for a lot of our rehoming staff, absolutely.
And I knew it's always a trick because I'm guessing ever since that first series, for those of you who don't know, the Doghouse on Channel 4, it's an absolute must to watch because it covers the work of Wood Green, but in a really great way. Because it does show warts and all, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Shows you the good stories and some of the sadder ones where owners and potential dogs don't quite see eye to eye and things like that. But I guess now, wherever you go, people, oh, I've seen you on the telly. And it is important to stress you do much more than the dogs, don't you?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we are well known for our dogs and for the care that we give the dogs. But yeah, we home cats, we home small animals, we look after chickens. We've got a nice little group of turkeys hanging out on the site at the moment who came into us just before Christmas, and we thought we'd wait until after Christmas to rehome those guys.
Yeah, it's probably safest.
They're really sweet, though. They're so friendly. When you walk past their field, they all come running to the edge to say hi. So I'd never seen a turkey in the flesh before, so that was quite fun. But yeah, you know, if an animal is considered, you know, a suitable domestic pet, then absolutely we'll take them on. The only thing we don't really do in that area is kind of reptiles and creepy hairy spiders and stuff.
Yeah.
We're all about the cuddlies.
Yeah, and it's interesting because especially with a lot of children, you know, it's all very well talking about everyone, oh, I'd like a kitten, or oh, I'd like a puppy. Often, perhaps best to start with something a little bit smaller, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And start with something like a hamster or a gerbil or people have been saying rats are great pets, and I love that.
Love rats.
Because that's a cool pet.
Rats are cool. So, yeah, if you can set aside your picture of, like, a scary street monster rat that's going to live in the rubbish. That's not what a fancy rat is. That's not what the kind of rat we'd have as a pet. And they're so friendly, and they're awake when humans are awake. So
that's
they're
a trick
on the same
as well.
Cycle
yeah,
as us.
Yeah.
So for things like hamsters that are actually nocturnal, they're not ideal.
No, look, we bought you a cage with some paper
yeah,
and
some
sawdust
paper in there, and they're going to keep us all awake in the middle of the night. That's a complaint I hear a lot. But with the rats, they're super friendly. They're very cuddly. They're quite happy to sit on a human's lap and be petted. So they're a lovely small pet for someone starting out with a small pet.
That is really good PR for an animal that really gets a bad press.
Yeah, absolutely. I love the rats.
Oh, excellent. All right. Okay, so tell us about Step Up for Pets. That's your latest initiative. Tell us what that's all about.
Yes. So this is really exciting for us. It's the first time we've ever done anything like this. So the challenge is throughout the month of January to do 10,000 steps a day. So either running, walking, jogging. If you've got a dog, it's a great excuse to take the dog on a little extra longer walk. That kind of translates to about 5 miles if you are running. But the challenge is do that every single day in January and raise some funds for Wood Green along the way. So get sponsored to take on this challenge. And we've set up great fundraising campaign platform called GivePenny. We're working with them now. And that's a brilliant way to track your steps. So you can actually, if you're using Fitbit or Strava, you can actually integrate straight in. So you don't even have to think about it.
Ah.
And it'll be tracking your steps all the way along the way. All your friends and supporters can go on there, see how you're getting on, check in on your progress, and then make their donations.
Oh, I can imagine people getting competitive in that
way,
can't
you? Oh my gosh, yeah. Absolutely. It's already started.
Has
it's
it?
Already started, yeah.
Really? Only 10,000 steps today, said he, checking his watch. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's great fun. It's a really good way to get involved with other people, even at a distance. So, you know, it could be friends and family that aren't nearby to you, but if you're all kind of engaging in the challenge together, you can always keep up with each other that way. It's really nice.
Yeah, yeah.
We've said the challenge is to try and raise around £140. The reason being because that will pay for about 10 dogs on site to get a daily walk, an hour long walk.
Oh, right.
So it ties in quite nicely, we thought. Steps, yeah. Walking, help support the pets on site that go for walks. So, yeah, brilliant. And it's going really well, but there is still time to sign up.
You're I was going to say, we're only just over a week in, aren't
we? Yeah, exactly. I know how it is. I'm the same. You get 1 week in and you've sort of maybe fluffed your New Year's resolution already, or actually you had great plans and you haven't even kicked off yet.
That's so true for so many people, isn't it?
It is.
I don't know whether it's just this year, whether the fact that New Year's Day was in the middle of a week, but here we are, it's like we're halfway through the second week now and a lot of us are just getting started.
Yeah,
just
exactly.
Just back at work, just getting started. Hang on, what's going on? It's the 9th.
Yeah, exactly. It's,
so it is a good time to do it now, isn't it? And let's face it, the weather was, you know, the weather's on the turn, it's coming better. Look at it,
it's
sunny out
there.
Yeah,
it's getting a bit nicer to go outside, which is always a handy thing with this kind of challenge.
It is.
But, you know, it's a great opportunity to get together with people. It doesn't cost anything to go for a walk. It doesn't cost anything to go for a jog, which is brilliant in January because we don't have any money.
Nope.
But your friends and family will definitely want to put their hands in their pockets to support you because a small amount adds up to a nice, decent donation.
And if you sign up for something like this, it's all very well saying, oh, I'm motivated for the new year. Yeah, most people make it to about the 3rd or the 4th of January, don't they? Well, in this case,
absolutely.
You maybe get to the weekend and have a good walk on Saturday. Well done, you. But then by Monday, you're done.
Yeah.
So this is going to keep you on message, isn't it, throughout the month?
Yeah, it's really good. It's going to keep you going motivated going forward. One of the nice things you can do through GivePenny is that your supporters can actually donate to a milestone.
Ah.
So one of our colleagues in the office is actually taking part, and I have promised I will donate to a milestone. So you can go on, you can look at, say, once they've completed halfway through the challenge, then you get a prompt from GivePenny to remind you to make your donation. So you can kind of pledge, a bit like in the olden days on your sponsor form, saying,
I'll do this much. Yeah,
so that's what I said. I was like, right, Kirsty, you've got to get to the end of week two and then you can have a donation off me. And, you know, that's going to keep her going.
That's
really, really a great way to keep people motivated as well.
Excellent. So how much are you looking to... I mean, you're saying £140 would be great if individuals could... How much are you looking to raise?
We would love, in total, to get over the £3,500 mark.
Right.
So if everyone raises what they're supposed to raise at this point, we're nearly there. But if a few more people sign up and achieve the goal, then by the end of January, we will have hit the target. But what I'd really like is to kind of smash the target, because this is the first time we've ever done it. And if it goes well, and if you like the idea and you enjoy it, then we'd like to be able to do it year on year and make it bigger and better.
That sounds like a really... And what does 3,500 mean? You turned it in terms of dog walks, but I mean, it always strikes me when I visit your place. I mean, it's a big place. It must take a lot, you know, to run. You've got a lot of staff and there's an awful lot of animals. I mean, goodness me.
Absolutely.
So what does 3,500 sort of equate to in your books? Is it still a significant sum? Is it worth doing?
Yeah, it's big money. It's a really significant sum. So if you think that it costs us around over £400 per pet to rehome them from start to finish of their journey. And that's regardless of species. If you think about that, 3,500, it doesn't sound like it goes far, but those pets could be on our site for a month. They're getting their underfloor heating in their kennels. They're getting air conditioning in the cattery. They're being fed. They're being walked. They're being enriched. They're being entertained. They're meeting people. They're having veterinary checks. They're being spayed and neutered. They're getting their microchip put in. Suddenly,
there's a heck of a lot involved,
it's a lot that you're contributing.
Yeah.
And, you know, every penny counts towards that, because every single pet on our site needs those things. They need the very basics, but they need the extras as well. They need the love. They need the enrichment. They need the chance to, you know, be the animals that they are. So be cats, even though they're in the cattery, to still have toys to play with and things to chase and stuff to hide under. That's really important to their emotional well-being as well. So it's all of that that it encompasses. So it really, you know, it all makes a difference.
Well, we can hear it in your voice, and I know from the visits that I've paid up to God Manchester and to your other sites as well, that you can hear it in the staff, that you're all doing it. You're doing it because you get paid, because it's jobs, that's fine. You're doing it because you love it, and you can tell.
Yeah, none of us are getting rich doing it.
Exactly. And so if we can, as a community, help, it's all, I mean, I'm presuming the vast majority of the animals you've got in there are from around Cambridge and Cambridgeshire. So
yeah, they tend to be, particularly at our God Manchester site, they do tend to be from primarily our local area. But, you know, we do take in pets from all over the place. So sometimes we might have a call from a veterinary surgery, perhaps in North Essex, saying we're trying to find a place for this pet, and we're really fortunate that often we can be the charity that steps in and says, yeah, we can help, because we have the fantastic veterinary surgery on site, because we have the behavioural expertise for challenging pets, pets that are really struggling. It means that we're able to step in and help where perhaps others might not feel able to. But yeah, what that means for us is that we're quite busy.
Yeah, well, we wouldn't want to come up there and find you, Em. In a way, we would. We'd love to see you with no animals in, because people had learnt their lessons and taken advice. But yeah, like you were saying with the four puppies abandoned at a vet's, you've got to also, it's a tough time of year for an awful lot of families, and you've got to kind of they've obviously done what they think is best. They haven't just sort of put them in a bag and dropped them in a stream.
Exactly.
They have gone, okay, let's at least take them to a vet's. The vets will know what to do. And buff. And that's going to be happening for forever. Sadly, that is always going to be the case, isn't it?
It is.
And so, it is so good.
One of the big things, as well as our actual site that you can come and see, is our amazing outreach service and our pet support service, where, you know, if you're a pet owner, wherever you are in the country, you can give us a call and we can talk you through some pet advice. I was having a conversation with a neighbour just this morning, actually, who's struggling with the dogs in his home around some slightly naughty behaviour going on. And I said, look, don't freak out. Please call pet support first, because it doesn't cost to get their advice. They are specialists. They can put you through to our behaviour experts. And that's a big part of what we want to do, is help people in the home so they don't feel that overwhelmed, they don't feel that stressed. It's giving the right advice and support to pet owners so that they can make the right decisions for themselves, their families and the pets in their lives as well.
Yeah. And I mean, we were talking when we had one of your guys in before Christmas, saying that actually it's kind of Easter is the bad time for you, because people are getting pets still at Christmas. Mm-hmm. It's still a thing. And hopefully they're thinking about it a bit more responsibly, but by the time they get to Easter, some of them are going, I can't be doing this isn't working, and there is this ongoing help that you do all the time, because you really don't want these pets back if you can, do you want them to stay there in their homes?
Absolutely. And we're doing a lot of work to try and encourage responsible rehoming, so making sure that potential pet owners know what to look for when they're rehoming a pet, whether that's from Woodgreen or anywhere else, whether they're going to a breeder or someone selling online or whatever it might be, and trying to encourage them to do their due diligence and encourage them to look for the kind of warning signs that there might not be something quite right, and make sure that they're going to the right places, so that we can kind of try to combat some of those less reputable ways of selling pets and accessing pets, which is often where a lot of the problems come in, because you're not given the whole story.
No.
And that can be really stressful a few months down the line when the dog you thought was a terrier is suddenly the size of a Great Dane. That's an issue.
Yeah, I can imagine it is. Well, it's lovely. As always, we love the work that you do up at God Manchester and throughout the community. So thank you for that. Well, there we are. Step Up for Pets is the way that you can help. All you need to do is go to the Woodgreen website, which is woodgreen.org.uk. Woodgreen.org.uk, and you'll find it all on there, all the details, and get you signed up. Come on, let's get that $3,500 and a few more grand.
Oh, yes, please.
That would be nice.
Be
let's make Cheyenne's day even better. And Tallulah's gone, is she?
Yep, she was snapped up very quickly. So we made the video that you can see on the website. We made that in the summertime. So you can tell from the gorgeous weather, it wasn't made last week. But it, she was with us for, I think, all told, about 3 weeks.
Oh, I was going to say about 30 minutes, I would have thought.
She came in, she was beautiful, she had a starring role in a video, and she went home to a lovely family.
Well, if that family in any way, shape, or form can't look after her, give me a ring, because she's absolutely gorgeous. Cheyenne, it's lovely to see you. We're going to find out more about Wood Green throughout the course of January. And, of course, if you want to find out more for yourself ahead of time, just go to the website woodgreen.org.uk. There's loads of stuff on there, and you can see all their stories and see how you can get involved. And the doghouse is coming back, isn't it? Series 2.
Yep, that's what they're saying.
Excellent. We'll keep our eyes out for that. Cheyenne, thanks ever so much for coming in.
Brilliant.
That's Cheyenne Smith. She's from the community fundraising team at Wood Green, the Animals Charity. Cambridge 105.